Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Taya Rosman-Clark founded Green Card Voices. It's an organization that combats stereotypes by empowering immigrants to speak out. This morning, she spoke at the Morning Fill-Up hosted by The Garage. There's sponsorship from that for the NUMAD Group and the Bush Foundation. And she is at the SDPB Black Hills Bureau now. Welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you for having me.
All right, help me say your name properly because I was close, but maybe not close enough.
You were so close. Taya Rosman-Clark.
There it is. And where are you from originally?
I was born in Yugoslavia, and I was 15 when the country sort of dissolved. It is home to seven countries now, and geographically, I am from a country called Slovenia.
Okay. And give me an idea of when you started. Where are you living now? Where is your home base now?
I am a Minnesotan now. I live in Minneapolis.
All right. And give me an idea of when you started Green Card Voices. How long has that been running?
About 5 years ago. So a group of us came together and we felt it was really important to create a platform to start and complete a narrative. And the platform was really for immigrants to tell their own stories and not other people to tell our stories.
It's fairly expansive, the goals of it. What are you trying to achieve? What are you hoping to do?
We understand and really know that there is great power in storytelling and that there's, you know, a lot of misunderstanding and fear. So our goal is really to exploit the storytelling in a way that By sharing our own stories, we can create empathy and build a bridge between the newcomers and the receiving community in the United States.
Maybe you've heard we've had an interesting week in this state with some of these very issues, and I'm excited to sort of coincidentally have you on today. You know, you mentioned misunderstanding and fear, and you've spent a lot of time thinking about this. What are people afraid of? Non-immigrants, people who have been here for a while, because I'm sure immigrants have their own fears, but I'm talking about, you know, the people who are concerned or have fears or have stereotypes. Where is that fear coming from?
You know, fear is oftentimes grounded in just fear of change, sometimes any type of change. Some people like change, you know, and they're really open to change, but some people are not. You know, as immigrants and refugees move to a country, especially the latest wave, is usually people who are of different backgrounds than the immigrants that have historically been coming to this region. Mm. So it's different races, different religions. So it's you know, new type of customs and languages. So in many ways it presents a change, and oftentimes that's where the fear comes from. The not knowing, you know, the fear of the unknown.
Right. Can you create empathy through storytelling? Like, you know, have you seen examples of this really working? Is this something that, you know, you're betting heavily on, or are you just sort of have seen it sort of unfold through Green Card Voices?
Yes. In fact, not only that we have experiential anecdotes that it works, there's actually scientific proof that it does. And that's why we were so excited about pursuing this type of work. In the past 10 years, with storytelling really, you know, becoming prevalent in our culture, we also started doing a lot of research with you know, even doing MRIs of people's brains as they share stories to one another. And if people are listening actively and are willing to hear one another, we can actually see the brain activity, like the same parts of the brain lining up and really connecting. Hmm. So we do know it works. That's why we also know that if you really know someone's story, it's really hard to hate them.
Yeah.
So we try to really connect people through stories.
How are you finding people, and what's the process of getting them in, helping them figure out what part of their story to tell? Because this is collecting oral history as well. So tell me about the process behind the scenes.
Yes, so we've recorded 330 stories so far in six states. Our process is grounded in a oral historian methods, mm-hmm. Which means we ask six open-ended questions that everybody receives a month in advance, so they really have a chance to prepare. And so by the time we do the recording, they are confident, they know what they're going to talk about, they're not caught off guard or something. So we really support them in the preparation process. What's also really important is that they have the right to choose whatever gets published, both in written and video form, so they're in control of their narrative from start to finish.
Why is that important?
You know, stories of immigrants and refugees in this country, unfortunately, have been for a long time told by other people. Mm. And a lot of negative stereotypes have been created. And although immigrants and refugees know that storytelling is powerful, oftentimes they're reluctant to share their stories with media or other folks, because a lot of them have bad experiences, and
right.
They're oftentimes portrayed in a negative light, or their stories are sometimes told in conjunction to what's happening politically with some policies. So they like to get the voice, but in a way that they're respected and their story is honored.
Right. So I'm a child of immigrants generations ago. Do you know what I would give to see those people long ago tell their story, to hear their voices? So there is a component of this where you're collecting something, and then two, three generations from now, those people who are Americans who don't really remember who their great, 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 grandfather was and what their story was, they'll have access to that story in some way. That's pretty remarkable.
Yes, and everybody that records the story with us, usually they share a story for sometimes even for an hour or longer, gets a full yeah. recording for their family archive that they can then pass along. But then we edit down to 5 minutes and add personal photos, and that's how we share it publicly.
Wow. What kind of stories do you hear? Do you hear themes that sort of resonate again and again, since you're asking, some standard questions? Are you getting some themes that just say, yep, this is telling not only these individual stories, but this bigger picture of who we are as a nation of immigrants?
We are very intentional as we add more stories to what kind of stories we tell. So we really make sure that we have as many countries of origin represented. There's 196 countries in the world, and we really want to capture all of the voices from those countries. Also, immigrant experience is very different if you come here at age of 3 or 30 or 80.
Right.
So we try to capture that as well. So it's really the breadth of diversity of the immigrant experience that we're after. So there's very rarely, one story that is similar to another.
Interesting. That's interesting. That's an interesting insight. Tell us a little bit about your story of coming to America. You're 15. That's a difficult time to make a big transition. Even from one high school to another would be difficult. And this is a huge time of your life to move to America.
Yeah, I was 15 when the war started, and 19, actually, when I received a scholarship to come to the United States. I actually studied at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. I was 19, and it was definitely my first major trip, definitely first trip to another continent, that's for sure. Definitely was challenging at first, and that's what everybody experiences, and it's a global phenomena. It's not just immigrants coming to the United States. If an American-born person would right now move to Japan, for example, they would experience exactly similar, same mm-hmm. things, culture shock, language issues, and just adapting to the norms of the culture and society there. So obviously I had to go through that as well. but the adaptation levels are, you know, again, universally high, and eventually you learn the lay of the land and you start getting friends and just become, start really, really flourishing.
And in some ways, I'm wondering about, I want to ask you about preserving your culture, preserving your history, but in your case, you know, the country that you grew up in is not really on the map right now, too. So how does that play into, you know, how you tell your own story?
I oftentimes say that growing up in Yugoslavia was like, you know, living in a house with five bedrooms. There was just a lot of cultures, religions, a lot of diversity. So it was really incredible. After the country split up into seven countries, I felt like we were told to live in a studio apartment. So it really closed a lot of the opportunity and interactions, and in many ways it was really sad. So when I came to the United States, just being a part of the diverse community and really very, very big and just really diverse community was a major blessing for me.
Yeah. What was your experience at the garage this morning? What sort of, you know, questions did people ask you at the morning fill-up? What, you know, tell me the pulse of what's happening in Rapid City right now as it relates to your work.
It was a fantastic turnout. There was a line of people afterwards that waited to ask, you know, questions. A lot of the people understand that the climate currently is you know, is what it is, and they are seeking their own ways how to contribute to creating a more more inclusive, but even just more welcoming community. They understand that it's something that makes community healthier and better and happier. So they're also trying to understand a lot of concepts. Like, we even started with some basics, like defining what a refugee is, defining what an immigrant is, what is a green card, what, you know, what are some of these basic facts. Someone expressed how, you know, we hear a lot of these things in the media, but sometimes we don't even really understand some of the basic definitions that are discussed. So a lot of people perhaps should take some time to understand the right basic concepts.
Excellent. We'll do more work on that on this program as well. Dr. Taya Rosman-Clark, thank you so much for being here. You can find Green Card Voices on Facebook. Thanks for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.